As Mr. Harris mentioned, the title of my sermonette today is All Things New. And I'd like to ask a question. How do you let your past affect your future? There's no question that everybody's past has an influence on who they are, what they believe, and the way they make decisions. That's how life works. But do you let your past dictate the limits of what you are capable of doing now and in the future? For some people, it is hard to move on from events of the past. Some have been hurt or hold grudges that put limits on developing a relationship with others. Some people just know what they know and aren't willing to put effort into learning something new. Some people are stuck in their ways, for which they've developed habits over the years. Old dogs don't learn new tricks, they say. Well, I hope we don't have too many old dogs in the audience today, because as a Christian, we're not supposed to be old dogs. Our past certainly influences who we are, but it can be easy to become complacent and unwilling to grow. Our future is full of opportunities, and that is what I want to talk about today. If we let our past dictate the limits of what we are willing to do, we simply won't grow into those opportunities. And God expects us to grow. That is something we have to truly take to heart. He commands us that we grow. It is part of being a Christian. We are to become perfect. We don't have to wait to try to become perfect. It's part of our conversion. We do it every single day. Our work of conversion is continual. We must use our past experiences as a body of knowledge that serves as a foundation and not as a limit that sets our potential in stone. This perspective lets us meet every single day as a new opportunity to grow and have new experiences now and in the future. And the thing is, these opportunities that we have every day, they're usually pretty tough, or they can be. That's where the good opportunities lie, generally, when we are stressed out, when we are seeing the limits, or meeting the limits of what we believe we can do, that's where we grow. We've been talking about this quite a bit, not only myself, but we've heard others, other ministers talk on the same theme. So I'm continuing on this because it must be important. The life of a Christian is not static. We look at life as a dynamic opportunity to be engaged and grow in perfection through our continual conversion. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 for our first scripture today. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17 should be exciting to you to read. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. This is how our conversion begins, by having this perspective. When God calls us, our eyes open. We begin to understand what it means to live a better life. We understand what it means to have hope for the great future that He has in store for us. Before we understand, before we are called, life is meaningless. It really is. But when we become a new creation, all things become new. Our old way of living becomes obsolete. It diminishes. It becomes trivial. I really like the way this is phrased. Behold, all things have become new. It's fresh. It's exciting. That's life cracked open, full of potential. This description of conversion is not just about a moment in time. It is a state of being. It is a mindset. It is a perspective to have every day. And we can face every single day with this willingness to get in there, to see everything as a new opportunity. Turn with me to Ephesians 4, and I'll begin in verse 24. But you have not so learned Christ, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that you put off concerning your former conduct the old man which grows corrupt according to the deceitful lusts, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Ah, there we go. It's Ephesians 4, 20 through 24. So now I know. Apologies for that. Reading this passage, it should be plain to see that there is some urgency to grow day by day. We learn from our past, understanding what it means to draw near to Christ in the way that we live. And that means eliminating our bad habits that we have collected from our past and that our old man has become comfortable with. We move on from that. We look forward to the opportunities that we have to grow. We are a new creation right now. That is one of the most amazing truths of the Bible. We are begotten members of God's family now. That means that he sees us as being in his family. We are in the process of becoming perfected right now. We are a new creation right now. It's just that we have not completed that process yet. You are a new creation. This instructs us to grow in righteousness, and God gives us every single day to do it. He wakes us up every single day in the miracle of life. Every single day we should be waking up saying, all right, here we go. Like, I'm going to do this today. I have a new day of opportunity. Hard or easy, probably hard for most of us. But we can get in there and do it. God gives us that chance every day, and we should be grateful for it. Turning to Isaiah 43, I'll read verses 16 through 20. Isaiah 43, beginning in verse 16. Thus says the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and the horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinguished, they are quenched like a wick. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beast of the field will honor me, the jackals and the ostriches, because I give waters in the wilderness and rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. The same God who led Israel out of Egypt works in your life. The same God who opened the sea to Israel as they were backed up against the Egyptian army, he works in your life. The same God who brought Israel out of Babylonian captivity, he works in your life today, right now. If he can do those difficult, seemingly impossible things for them, why do you think he wouldn't help you in the seemingly impossible things in your life? What's even better is that he not only works in your life, his spirit lives in you when you are baptized. You have his Holy Spirit, his power working in your life to help guide you through those difficult opportunities. When we wake up every day with the opportunity that might present themselves like obstacles, we can trust in our God to make our path for us that leads us in the direction that He wants us to grow. We can be sure that His path will take us out and away from the old ways, which might be difficult, but it's good. And as stated right here, God does a new thing for you and for me every day, if we are keen enough to acknowledge and take advantage of it. Revelation 21, verses 4 through 7. Revelation 21 and verse 4. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts. He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son." This is where the whole plan of God comes to a conclusion. And it involves the corruption of this current time, the carnality and worldliness of this current time to pass away. Those are the former things that will give way to something miraculous and glorious. And he is working right now towards that end. He is working in your life to lead you to that conclusion, to bring about a spiritual creation of which you are part. All things will be new. All things are new today. And it is the work of God that makes this so. And he starts with you. It can become very easy to fall into old habits and neglect to see the opportunity that we have to grow every single day. God is literally making us a new creation, urging us to move beyond the old person that we were in the past, beyond those limits that we think we may have. Yesterday is gone. We can't do anything about it. But today is here. Right now is our chance. And God is doing a new thing for us today. Seize this opportunity to put off the old and to participate actively in the new creation that God is making with you and for you.